Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisser Radio.
This is Strike the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm.
He's coming. Your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm. Sound the general alarm. Off to the deck.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Please don't ask me. I don't wanna feel again today. Once upon a time I chose to throw it all away. Please don't ask me. I don't wanna feel again today.
Part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna
My little girl, you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will. See my daddy in bed.
Knocking this country? Are you saying something against America?
Against it? I should be positively astounded to hear of anything that we said for it. Why, the whole bloody place is the most unspeakable matriarchy in the whole history of civilization. Look at yourself and the way your wife and her strumpet of a mother push you through the hoop. As far as I can see, American men have been totally emasculated. They're like slaves. They die like flies from coronary thrombosis while their women sit under hair dryers eating chocolates and arranging for every second Tuesday to be some sort of Mother's Day. And this positively infantile preoccupation with bosoms. In all my time in this wretched, godforsaken country, the one thing that has appalled me most of all is this preposterous preoccupation with bosoms. Don't you realize that they've become the dominant theme in American culture, in literature, advertising, in all fields of entertainment, in everything? I'll wager you anything you like, if American women stopped wearing brassieres, your whole national economy would collapse overnight.
Don't walk away. That'll only make it harder. Why you won't? WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. I am Chris. This is Strike the Box. Back from another week of being off. And it was a very important week last week. Very important. I'll tell you more in a little while, if you haven't been able to guess yet. But if you're tuning in, you have been tuning in, you know it's 2 hours of freeform radio, anything and everything. We started off with some new music by Stars Like Ours, with What's Going Wrong, off of their new LP, Better Every Day, that you can get from Rumbar Records. And sometimes when you look at the news, there's a lot going wrong. The Animals, with We Gotta Get Out of This Place. I have that on my compilation called Retrospective. It's released back as a single in 1968 off of APCO, I believe. Robin Lane and the Chartbusters. Come on, you remember the Chartbusters. When Things Go Wrong, off of their self-titled Robin Lane and the Chartbusters LP from 1980, Warner Records, which is now kind of Rhino. And very important, coming up, I had it here a second ago, hold on. Coming up on Friday, October 6th, in Somerville at the Crystal Ballroom, it's a night for Justine, tribute concert for Justine Koval. Doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7. It's $20 in advance and $22 at the door. Bands that will be playing is Quest for Tuna, The Croaks, Black Dreads with guests, The Bags, Dave Minahan and Pelvic Thrust, Baker and the Double Down, The Unclean with guests. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of people rocking there. So please check that out. It's a night for Justine, tribute concert for Justine Koval at the Crystal Ballroom in Davis Square. All right, let me get back to some music here. Anything and everything. I have some new music coming up by The Goods, thanks to Bill Kelly.
shout.
Come on, come on, come on, yeah. Come on, come on, come
don't
on.
Don't worry about the landlord putting us out.
Come on, come on, come on, yeah. Come on, come on, come on.
Down in the basement, you can play with my toys.
Come on, come on, yeah. Come on, yeah. Come on, come on, come on.
Down in the basement, meet all the girls and boys. Can make a lot of noise. Beautiful sight.
Come on, come on, yeah. Come on, yeah. Come on, come on, come on.
tell them about Billy Whale Harris.
Hey, cool thing. Come here. Sit down beside me. There's something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female planet.
Fear, female planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everybody know.
Were you bopping around like I was in that last set? Because I know I certainly was. Ooh, let me turn down my microphone so I'm not
overmodulating.
And turn this one down so maybe you can hear me a little bit better. We just finished up with some Sonic Youth with Cool Thing off of their album Goo. Chuck D did the vocals in the background there. That was originally released in 1990, I believe, on DGC label. We started things off, though, with The Goods, with I'm Not the Only One, from their self-titled The Goods EP that you can get on Dandy Boy Records. King Coleman with Down in the Basement from 1963, and I have a cover of that, and I can't think of who covered it in the last, I can see the album or the single. I can see it right there, but it's escaping me. Sorry. But like I said, maybe I did say. I don't know. But, King Coleman's Down in the Basement, originally released in 1963 from the Go-To label. The Hussy from Madison, Wisconsin. At least I think that's where they're from. With the Wrong Right, the E-React remix off of their Way With Words EP from Slovenly Records back in 2013. It kind of got me into a rockin' mood, so I followed it up with some David Bowie with Suffragette City. From The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars, 1972 on RCA. And as I say, we had Sonic Youth at the end there. And I just want to welcome back all the tough students that are back to the campus this semester. This next song is all for you, if I can do it correctly here. Ready? One, two, three.
Drop. Drunk, drunk, drunk. It's a mean old bottle they call moonshine. Red, red wine, so mellow and fine. Come home at night with a swimming in the head. Reach for the pillow, miss the whole darn bed. Drunk, drunk. is a drink so mellow and slow. Get a little taste and you want some more. Start out walking and just can't go. Reach for the knob, Mr. Whole Darn Door. Drunk, 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 drunk. It's a low-down dog life, spin on the bar. Dust till dawn, then that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight. Come home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk, 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 drunk. I keeps on drinking, takes all my gold. Every Monday morning my head is sore. Whiskey, gin and wine, so doggone fine. I'm gonna try you just one more time. Drunk, 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 drunk.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Now
Let me get situated here. We just finished up with the high ends. Yes, we did. With Where Did You Sleep Last Night, off of their brand new LP called Nothing to Hide, or their brand new CD from Rumbar Records. We started things off, though, with some Jimmy Liggins and his 3D music with Drunk. It's on a compilation of mine called the R&B Box Set 30 Years of Rhythm and Blues, originally released on the Specialty label back in 1953. I have to thank Manfred Mann there from the Underground Garage for playing that a couple days ago and piquing my interest, because I usually always play that when the tough students return. Strange Loves with Nighttime from I Want Candy, the best of the Strange Loves, originally released in 1965. If you're going to play some Nighttime, you got to play some Jay Giles Band, since they covered the Nighttime. We played I Do, a live version. It's off of Flashback, the best of. As I said, we finished with the high end, with Where Did You Sleep Last Night? Hey, Tufts Community Day is Sunday, October 1st. Join neighbors, families, and friends for the Tufts Community Day on Sunday, October 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will take place on the Academic Quad at Tufts Medford/Somerville campus. Highlights of the day include live music and dance performances by student groups, information from Medford and Somerville community groups, research projects by Tufts University faculty, and for all children of all ages, crafts, potential artists, or no, portrait artists, jumbo lawn games, and other activities, plus a free lunch for everyone. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicapped accessible and free parking is available. Events, including lunch, will take place on the main academic quad at the top of the hill by Goddard Chapel, Baloo Hall, and the Statue of Jumbo. Community Day will be held, rain or shine. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day. Public service message from the Tufts Office of Community Relations and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So I did my public service announcement. And coming up next, I have a new song by The Last Ones. It's a 45 that got sent to me, so hopefully it sounds okay. So here's the deal. When you're going to do this, you got to like hit the right speed and not the wrong speed, because if it's a 45, you got to make sure you hit 45 when the turntable's on, not before you turn the turntable on. And this is Magical Radio, because now I am spinning this back and backwards. So hopefully I can see where it starts somewhere along here soon, I hope. All right, I think it's somewhere here. So let's try this again, Chris. This is The Last Ones here on Strike the Box.
Thank you. that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. They're sure to lure someone bad. So until you get to Grandma's place, I think you ought to walk with me and be safe. I'm gonna keep my sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh! Little Red